About 24 years ago, I driving in the car. I was a single lesbian parent. I was driving in the car with my 5-year-old daughter, Brianna, and she says, "Mom, who's God? And who's Jesus?" And I was kind of like, well, some people believe this and some people believe that. And I was going on and on, giving her this incredible religious education, I thought. And she says, "Oh, no, Mom, what do you believe?" And that started me on a quest. It started, I realized that I had, you know, I had rejected the Christian faith of my childhood because I was rejected by that faith, or at least that's what I felt. I had been completely closed off and rejected by that faith. And that had left a big hole in my life. And it wasn't until that day, when Brianna asked me those questions, that I realized that I was seeking something, you know. And so we started church shopping, Brianna and I, and this was the second place that we came. And needless to say, the question I was supposed to answer is, you know, how have you been transformed by your involvement at James Reeb? And what I want to say to that is, I am continuing to be transformed. I am transforming as being a part of this community for a variety of reasons. And one of the reasons is related to what we're talking about this morning. I came to this congregation with a passion for racial justice. And then I found out this congregation was named after James Reeb. And I thought, this is the place for me because of his legacy and what it is we're trying to build here and grow into as a congregation. And frankly, we're just at the very beginnings of that. And because of that, that informs my giving because I really want to make sure that this place continues, you know, that. Because this place has, you know, provided me a spiritual home, provided support for my single parent, my family of two first, my single lesbian parent, family of two. I got incredible support here, and I also found my wife here, so that was really special and transforming, too. You know, so, I mean, I can't even begin to describe why, you know, I grew up poor. I grew up, my family was always worried about money. Would there be money, you know, to pay the bills? Would there be money to put food on the table? And so it was a big challenge for me to give any of my money away when I came here. And I just feel like I have grown. I've gotten the support I need to not be so fearful about what's next, what's the future, and if I give money away, you know, what is there going to be there for me? And so that's how I continue to transform, being a member of this congregation. Thank you.